Talking. Okay, everybody, sir. Shalom. Okay, so the schedule, Bez Hashem, this week we have today, tomorrow, and Bez Hashem next week we won't have on Monday. And we'll have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay, so yesterday we discussed the union of Tevila Benaharos. Right, so the unique quality of a nahar is that it's a flowing entity. So if it's a mayan, it'll be good. If it's a mikveh, it's not good. So there's two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion says it depends on the season. It depends if we have most of the rainwater. If it's a season of rainwater, like in Nisan, everything from the winter is already melting, and so it's going to be, you know, in the winter and in the Nisan, it's going to be more rainwater. So therefore, if it's more rainwater, so then it has to be stationary, but it's not, so therefore it's going to be possible. And in the in Tishrei, where it's just after the summer, it's going to be kosher. So that's the one opinion. The other opinion is the opinion the Gemara says that no, that even when there's more rainwater, fooling yourself, it's really more Mayan water, because every teepah of rainwater elicits two teepahs of Mayan water. So you're always the whole year round. And we said the Mechaber paskins the Chumra, and the Ramah quotes the Marik, and the Minagas to be Mekel, and says that you could be Mekel to walk about Tzorah. Okay. Rabbi Alter asked a Muradik Akashi yesterday. He said, we learned the halacha that by a mikveh, if you have 40 saw, then you could be marbe kol she'ulim sheba'olam. By Mayan, it was a machloikis, but everyone agrees that once you have either a Mayan of 40 saw or maybe even a Mayan of kol she'hu, you could be marbe. So then what's the problem? That was, even if you don't say that there's going to be more Mayan water in the rainy season than rainwater, but it shouldn't matter because the Mayan's here first. The Mayan is always there first. So then every rain that goes on it, even in the Chodesh Nisan, when it's going to be more rain, should be converted. And Al Pidin, everything is a Mayan and it should be good. And no one said that in the Gemara, because one opinion said in the rainy season you follow Rov Gesharim, it's no good. The other opinion that said it's mutter, that's only because he says that the rove is still rainwater. But why does anyone have to say that? We know the halacha, like Rabbi Alter pointed out, is you don't need to have rove. As long as you have koveya the shame mikvah, the shame mayim first, and call shuvim shaba'olam could be on top of it. So then all the rainwater that comes subsequent to the Mayan, even in the winter months, even should all be al pidin Mayan water, and Mamela, you'll have a Mayan that's zochel, which is fine. That is Rabbi Walter's kasha. So this kasha is brought down in the Truma Sadesha on page 1, packet 7, page 1. The Shamad de Makshim Maishna Notfim de Postlim Zochlin Bivyosan. How come when the Notfim, then the rainwater, comes on top of the Zochlin and it's and more, it passels Bivyosan, Umafki Lu Mitor Zochlin? Umaim Shuvim de Postlim Lagamriha Mikvah. But Maim Shuvim, that passels a Mikvah. But since it comes afterwards, a few hachi miyakvar mikvah sholem shalmem sov enough of the socher a few elves in shuvim bevazachas lo yisulu. So that's mamish your kasha. Mamish your kasha. So the. So he says like this. The next paragraph. Ashiri means the rush. He said, we know the famous Rosh, that the Rosh is Mechadesh, the concept of Zriya. Meaning, he wasn't Mechadesh the concept of Zriya by Mayim Tumeim. That's the Mishnah in Beitza. That if you have Mayim Tumeim, you put it in a mikveh, it's considered Zarua. The Chiddush of the Rosh is that Mayim Sheuvim is Nitar Midin Zriya. Right? In other words, to extend it to the concept of Zriya, to Mayim Sheuvim, that's the Chiddush of the Rosh. In other words, the Mishnah in Beitza says, if you have Mayim Tumeim, that a Sheretz got in the Mayim, and you want to be Metaher, even though normally the halacha is that a mikveh is not Metaher, a food, you can't put a donut in the mikveh. If your donut's Tumeh, you can't put it in the mikveh, it's not going to do anything. But if you have Mayim Tumeim, then you could put it under the mikveh, and then it's considered zarua, just like when you have a seed, that you plant the seed in the ground, and the seed's tummy, and now it brings forth a new thing. So it's a din zriya. That's his mechidish. He says, "Kamo shevanti advar midivrei ashiri behilchos mikvos the ma'isi kama mishnayis lochiach." The mikveh shall memseim lo yisfulu afil elves in shuvim. Because of the lasov dein tzarich raya kol kach, the asfarno said is the kevin jiyesh kan kfar mikveh sholim kol shuvim sheyiplu l'socho nasa kulo zruim besocho rehen v'chubarim sheim lutbom behem. Kein ze kos of perish rashi kol sho te maim tmeim nitarim al dea shoko v'vikmeh shum dahaynu zriyosim. Kimo chitim shenitmeu, just like chitim shenitmeu, Vizaran Bakarka, Vinishrashu, Nitaru. Okay. So now he's going to say, so far, he didn't say anything yet. We know all this now. Now he's going to address the question. This line, or Mehashta. In other words, again, the question is, how come you say, by Mayim Shuvim, that goes into a Mayim afterwards, it's non Oy Shuvim, it's not Shuvim anymore. So why don't you say the same thing by Meg Shomim that goes into the Mayan, that it has this the din of Mayan, and therefore it should be Nitar Bezochlin, even if there are more Meg Shomim than there are Mei Mayan. Mehashti Yisashu Shapir, Mayishna Shuvim, Lo Paski Mikvah Bervyosim, Lo Paski Zochlin Bervyosim, Vainu Taima, the Psul Shuvim Hushum, the Tlushin Hain, Uboim Al Yidei Tfisis B'nei Odom, the Isa of Mordechai Hilchas Mikvos, who Maisin Mitoris Konim, who Hach Posel Mahani Zriya, She Yiplu Lutach Mikvashoim Schachu Kulam Chubarm. So he says like this. He says, what is a mikvah? A mikvah, like Rav Shacht always says, it's Mayim in the Karka. Right? You dig a ditch, and the water comes in. So what's the Psul of Shuvim? So he says, once something is in a kli, so basically it's not in the karka. And halacha gives it the status of she'uvim even if it's no longer in the kli. Right? Once it was in the kli, it's... right? So what's the pshat into something in the kli? Something in the kli, by definition, is not in the karka. It's tolish min hakarka, right? Anything in a kli. And then when it leaves the kli, it still has a shame she'uvim. So therefore, even though now you poured it into the ground, it could be still called what? Into the karka, but it has the same she'uvim. And she'uvim, by definition, means tolish min hakarka, because the origin of she'uvim is when it's in the kli. So alpi din, we have a concept that anything was in the kli has a chalosh shem shuvim, even if it's out of the kli. So what is the concept of pouring it into a mikvah? That's zriya. So if you have a din zriya, it was if you take shuvim and just pour it into a ditch, and the whole ditch is shuvim, so it's still not considered, even though physically it's mayim shebekarka, but conceptually, lamdish, it's considered still my pollution, because it has the same shuvim. Then Shuvim is Tolosh. However, when you put it in a mikvah, so then we have a concept of what the Rosh says of Zriya. So Zriya makes something what? That was not Mechuber, it makes it Mechuber. So that's the concept of how Shuvim works to be Metaher, how the mikvah works to be Metaher the Shuvim. You have your mikvah, your Mayan, and you Metaher by putting it into a mikvah, because a mikvah, anything in the mikvah is considered Zarua in the mikvah. But then it's considered Mechuber, and then it's Mayim Shemakaka, and then it can be a good mikvah. However, that only works by Shuvim, because Shuvim, the Chisaron, is what? Telushit. Because it was in a Kli, so it's Tlosh. But if you have another Psul that has nothing to do with what? With being Tolosh, Stam Psul, then this doesn't work. Then, in other words, because Hashaka, being Chuber to the Mikveh, makes it. So in other words, if your Chisaron is, you're not Tolosh, so I'll provide Zriya to be Mechuber. If it's Tolosh, I'll provide. But if the Psul is something else, like it's Zochlin, so that's not a Psul that it's Tolosh, right? The Zochlin is not Tolosh, right? It's just moving. It was never in a Kli. It's just moving water. So then, putting it in a mikveh is not going to help. Because putting it in a mikveh can only take something that's Tolosh and make it Mechuber. But if the chisaron is not because it's Tolosh, then the mikveh is not going to work for that. So that's what he says. Mehashti yisyashiv shapir. Choshev shuvim dolo pasli mikveh v'yosem v'yosem pasli v'yosem v'yosem v'yosem. The posel shuvim hu mishum tutlushin heim. The psul of shuvim is because it's Tolosh. Ubay malidei tfisis b'dei adam. And it means somebody tampered with it. So it's not a natural mechuber. For the psul of shuvim, which is a din and tolosh, that zriya is going to help. Sheyiplu b'tocha mikveh sholim yischatshu kulam mechubarim. Aval psul de notfin, but the psul of notfin means megeshamim. She'ein mitarim al deis chilod, that it's no good if it's zochlin. Einu mitam zeklal. The notfin b'mikveh sholem chashiv yishapir mechuborim, because notfin, meaning megeshamim, that's rolling down a river, rolling down a stream, it's mechuber. It never was in a kli, so it's still considered mechuber lekarka. Again, it's not mechuber like an apple is, because you know, but it's laying in the ground. That's considered like it's mechuber to the ground, even though it's not the same type of mechuber like an apple is mechuber to the tree. But it's conceptually mechuber to the ground. Ein behem tvisas de adam shei notfu kach. It rained that way into the ground, so no one tampered with it. He has mikvah bidei shemayim. If you hachi ein b'tayim al bashborin lo yedei zichilosam el korcha tam acher hu. It's a different psul. Mashahu ogzeres hakosum lach psul lo mahani zriya. The zriya lo mahani el l'shavri lo tolosh mechuber. So if your chisaron is your tolosh, then zriya will help. But if your chisaron is not that your tolosh, but your zochlin, that's not going to help. So this is the sod of the Truma Sadesh. So this is like a lamda she sod.
Where does he get the chiluk from?
Where does he get the chiluk from? Because it's mistaber, because the rush is telling you it's a din zriya.
Yeah, the rush would say that it's a din zriya by shulchan.
Yeah, that's what the rush says it by. The rush explains why is the halacha that if you have a mikveh that's 40 saw, you can now put 1,000 saw of shuvim on top of it, and it's all good.
We're talking about shuvim,
right? So basically, you take all the facts. The Gemara says beferish, you don't say. Right? That's the whole sugya, or else why are you clearing what's the rov? And the whole clear of the Gemara is in the winter months, is the gshamim the rov? Or do we say the Mayan also is working harder in the winter months? And it's really, you know, producing from underneath. But the whole hanacha of the Gemara is whoever has the rov wins. And it has the shame. Either mikveh shei mayan, and then if you have the shei mikveh and you're in the winter month, you're up the creek, pardon the expression, that if you you lose you know, because you're zocher. So to so this is the Truma Sadeshan's Mahalach. Okay, so there's a sefer in Mikvos called Mikvah Tara. Here it's on page 18, 19, and 20. Mikvah Tara was written by the Arugas Habosa. Arugas Habosa was where we talked the point down, was a Talmud of the Ksav Sofer. And the whole Pupa people are descendant Arugas Habosa. So he wrote a lot of Sfar Truvas Arugas Habosim, Arugas Habosim, Ala Torah. So basically, what he wants to do in these pieces here is he wants to go through Hilchas Mikvos and disprove the Truvas Hadeshin's answer. In other words, he has tainas on the
He doesn't like the answer.
Well,
the
in other words, I mean, the conclusion is like you said, that's in the Gemara. So, but in other words, you have to. In other words, he has difficulty saying that Hashaka is only limited to if the psul is a tallish psul, because he's going to give you other examples where the psul has nothing to do with tallish, and yet it seems that Hashaka is helping. And then he's going to say, so then you're going to have to give another. The conclusion, everyone has to agree to the conclusion. Because it's a Gemara, the conclusion. That's a Gemara in the Nedarim. There are two opinions. Each opinion in the Gemara, both of works that you don't just say the din of Marbeh. So let's go through the various Makoros that he quotes and to see if you. In other words, and obviously the Truma Sadeshan will have to have a response for everything that he throws at him. Right? That's the big yisod, that he can't. Right? The Truma Sadeshan is going to have a response to everything. But let's go step by step to see where he argues. Okay. So the first thing he throws at him is. The Rashba and the Torah Sabayis on page 2. Says the Rashba, Henkos of Arayvit. So the Rashba is here talking about the psul of Shinoi Mara, right? A mikvah can't have a Shinoi Mara, right? Right, the famous sugya, you have wine in the mikvah, right, and it changes color, Shinoi Mara. So first he says, "Chein kosev harayvit zal, chein ena mayin nifsul b'shinoi Mara ke mikvah, chein kosev harayvit." That so this is a new halacha we never saw before, that the din of Shinoi Mara. It only works by a mikveh, not by a mayin. Zelashonu v'din mayin lo shamanu im hu nifsal b'shini marim lav. Al she'ein lo kloshen misnasenu v'lo matzino mayin mishtane el b'shnei devarim shimaso kulo shol shup nifsal gamrei v'im brabo alav mayim shuvim nifsal b'zochlin nivataher. Right, if the mayin is, if it's shuvim, it's pasul. Right, if the Mayan went over a Kli, so now the Mayan was running over a Kli and went into the Kli and out, so it became Shuvim, so that's one case that we see that's possible. V'chein, v'im rabba alav mayim Shuvim nifsal b'zochlin milatai, and then we see our Gemara that if there's mayim Shuvim on it, so even though it's not a psul of mayim Shuvim, but it's possible b'zochlin. Right, if the rove kinsnam perik mayin sheviro gami ashoikas, lo od al afil So he says, you never find in Mishnayis Mikvos that there's a psul of Shinui Mara by a Mayan. Only by a mikvah. And then he says, page 3 on the top, Pula'on Elafil mikvah shenifsul b'shinui Mara t'mo shekasavnu l'mala et shechazu mayim l'mareim. And even a mikvah that's possible, b'shinui Mara, im chazu v'him shaloch av mayim reiz a kosher. Aval pi shaloch chazu a mayim l'mareim. They came into a mayim nifsal b'shinui Mara. V'gamenu nifsal b'mayim sh'uvim. Aval pi shiril av mayim sh'uvim. Shem shagum v'taheres b'tzul sh'iva. Mamshach z mayim v'socha. Lo shal shabo v'shuvim al mayim. Lo shno mayim al shuvim. Sherim l'adbil b'hem. Kol shekein, tachi mitaheres mipsul mara, mamshach zmayin l'socho. Lo be'in shiachzu l'mara hamayim. So again, we just got through saying the Truma Sedeshin. The Truma Sedeshin says, how come if you have rov megshamim, it's no good in, right in the winter months, why don't you say that the gshamim are hutar, or who shot to the Mayan, and then if everything's a Mayan, it should be good. And the Gemara never said that. The Gemara says you need rov, or you always have rov, because they add up. So the Truma Sedeshin says that the psul of the concept of Hashok is midin Zriya, and Zriya only works if the whole psul is something that was in a kli, so it's considered tolish min akarka, right? So now you put in the mikvah, it's Zaruah, and it's Mechuber. But Hashok won't work for other psulim. So the Arugas Abosim asks, now we're up to that, is asking a question that he's going to show you cases where the Hashaka works, even though the Psul has nothing to do with Tolish. So this is his first example, because the Rashba writes that a Mayan is not Nifsol B'Shinei Mara, and if you have a Mikvah that was Nifsol B'Shinei Mara, and it comes into contact with a Mayan, the Mayan is machshir the mikvah, even though it still has a Shinui Mara. It's not that it diluted it. The Shinui Mara is still there. But yet, since it's now in contact, the mikvah is in contact with the Mayan, so now the mikvah is a kosher mikvah. And you can be tovel.
Is it kosher mikvah, or now it's chelik of the Mayan? And now it's
kosher al-tnayim. Okay, either way.
And then it's just part of the mayim, and it's zoichlin, it needs to be zoichlin. And it's not like it's mafshir, it's like I have mia gishomrin in the mayim, so it's a mayim.
Why is it like
mayim? It's mayim. That's what I'm saying, so I don't know.
What's that?
What's the problem?
He says, right, you don't have rov. Say the mikvah is still the rov. Say the Mayan has to be the rov. The Mayan just has to contact the mikvah, and the Mayan doesn't have a psul of Shinui Mara, so now the mikvah that has a psul of Shinui Mara, it's mechuber to the Mayan, and now it kashers the mikvah.
It's in mikvah now? Not in Mayan?
Either way.
Let
it be Mayan, like you want to say. Let it be Mayan. But Lemaisa, what's the psul that's being
it's
not a mikvah anymore. So let's look at Shulchan Aruch, how it's brought down. Let's see. Chaf Ches. Page 4. So listen carefully. Ain shini mara posel el b'meg shomim shenasu mikva avol mayin einu nifsel b'shini mara l'ol el afilo mikva shenifsel nimshich alav mei mayin hamayin mitayr also afilo chozu l'marei. Now, if you want to say that any time a mayan touches a mikveh, it becomes like a mayan, and it's so then you should say the same thing by zochon. Because you want to say, okay, it became a mayan. So, well, it's all Zion, it became a mayan. But, so why, in other words, why does this work? Why does this work, this halacha?
It's the
Rav Mayan. No, but it doesn't say you have Rav Mayan. It never says that you need Rav Mayan.
I'm trying to say it.
The Shini Mara is thick.
Right.
It's still red. It's
right.
Now mine.
So that's probably that's a proof, Lachori, that you don't have Rav Mayan.
Yeah.
Or. Right. But so in other words, if you want to say that the Truma Sadeshin says the reason why it didn't help for Zochlin is because Zochlin, the old. The Zriya, how does the Hashak work? Within Zriya, and Zriya is only if the Chisaron is Tolish. So his Kasha is, and the Zchila is not a Chisaron of Tolish. But Shini Mara is not, also not a Chisaron of Tolish.
So what mechanic is working here? It's still a mikvah, it still has Shini Mara, and it can still be Tolil in it, even Bashbayir.
Right.
So what changed? What did the Mayan do to it?
The Mayan
was
Machshir.
He
did Hashaka. He did Hashaka. Okay.
So what
is Hashaka? You have something kosher. Hashaka says if you have something kosher and it touches something possible, so now the.
So let's take the
main mikvah will turn my mishum into main mikvah.
Right.
Okay, so here you're saying that the main mayim is. Not changing the mikvah into mayan. It's
okay. Let it change it into whatever you want to use it.
It sounds like it's changing the mikvah into mayan. Otherwise, it shouldn't be mayan.
Okay. Okay, but and that it's working even with lechora without din rov.
Right.
How do we know that?
Because it doesn't say it has to be rov.
Okay, but maybe that's the other din.
If it was din rov, then the color would change.
Maybe that's the color changing. You don't need this din.
Right.
Right. Maybe
right.
That's
if
and it's still changing with the Shini Mara.
You want to say it's Rov Mayan and the colors still change.
Then we don't care.
Right, but that's the Rukimta you're saying. Maybe to you it's Pashut, that it only works. But no, but because it doesn't say. It doesn't say there has to be. It just says there's a little spring. Right? It doesn't say. Yeah, so let's look inside on page.
I would say because you have a different din, that if there's Rov.
You have to say that as a din mayan.
Right, say it's a din mayan, okay.
If it's not, then why do you need a mayan? You could have just attached to another kosher.
No, we're saying, you know, but do I have
so
to
which
say,
is. He wants to claim that this din is only if the water was rove may mayan. And therefore, that makes it good for him. Because now. But the.
It sounds more like a zebra from the Gemara.
No, it's a.
In the Gemara's case, I'm never going to confuse this mikvah for a mayan, but I'm very likely, possibly, to confuse running rain water that's no springs for a mayan, and that's totally possible.
Yeah. So look on page 18 for a second.
If a mayan touches a mikvah.
So that's what we're being done on. So Rabbi Togman is claiming. Well, let's assume. So the Truma Sadeshin. So the Truma Sadeshin claims that if the whatever if the psul is a psul of tolush, so now it'll make it mechuber. Right? That's as you saw. That's why zchila is not a psul of tolush. So then, right. So what he's going to ask on page 18, let's look at it in a second. Page 18. Sukashali. Tamikvah on the left side. Page 18. Sukashali. Da mikvah shenifsal al yidei shinei mareh. Im shihim shichalav meimayin hamayin metaroso. Fil lo chazer mar mayim. Mash dainu metaros hashoka. He said, come on. Who mitosefta? Like you said, that's his kasha in the Truma Sadeshin. If it works, midin. In other words, it makes it a mayim. Let's say it makes it a mayim. Okay, so if it makes it a mayim, then it should make those megishamim in the Nar also into a mayim. So Rabbi Tachman is going to say, he makes an ukimta that halchabai skin only if the mayim is rov. But I think that's a chiddush to say like that. In other words, if you want to say that din in Shulchan Aruch and the din in the Rishonim is only if it's rov made mayim, but to me it's not mashma that way. It's mashma that as long as it comes in contact with the mayim, even though the mikveh is greater, it's still machshirt, because the mayan is immune to the psul of shino. So the mayan has something to contribute to the mikvah that the mikvah doesn't have. That the mikvah is nifsal and this is not. So since it got hooked on to something that's not, it converts it. So you see that it can convert a psul that has nothing to do with a tolish. If it's machshir the psul. That's his kasha. If you want to say, like you said, that, you know, then the kasha wouldn't be a kasha, but I'm not convinced that the...
I think it's just say, look, there's another din, so just put the two din together. You can't ignore the other din, of
course. No, it could be...
And that's not the other din, and Shufa was Mayan.
It could be the true Masadeshan would argue with this, to say that, I mean, it's not a Gemara. Whereas I think the true Masadeshan... If it's Rov, then that's the din of Rov. Right. But I don't think it's talking about Rov, and I think maybe the Trumas Hadeshim would just argue with this din. But that's not going to answer the question, because Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch accepts this din, and yet the Shulchan Aruch still has the halacha that you need Rov for that. So that's why he's not happy with the Trumas Hadeshin. If you want to, because if you're saying that in the world of the Shulchan Aruch, in other words, it's a beautiful yisod, but once you have this halacha, okay, so you can say this halacha is wrong, but the Beis Yosef brought it down.
I have a theory.
Yeah, let me
hear.
Let's. Yeah.
I have a theory that may not work at all. But
okay, let's hear.
Going back to the case, you have a mikvah of wine fell into and changed the color. So now it's possible, but yet my shulavim until the color changes, it's not kosher.
Right.
Now why should that be? If the mix is possible, that could be the tire of the water coming in.
Yeah.
The answer must be that it must be suspension or rabbanon of the use of the mikvah, but it's still really a kosher mikvah, and the water coming in is the tire.
Oh.
If that's the case, you're saying there's really a special rule by changing color. Shinui Mara has a special rule. And therefore, you know,
okay,
the difference is that in your case it changes the color of the mikvah, in our case it doesn't.
That idea. We have to learn more to test the waters of good with the puns today. Okay. Test the waters up the creek. Okay. So that's one kasha that he has. Let's see his other kasha. Okay, let's see another kasha. There is another din in Hilchos Mikvah, which will, you know, there's a lot to talk about. And it's like this. It's a Mishnah in Parah on page 5. Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet. So Parah is talking about, you know, the mechatas of filling up the mechatas from a mayan to spritz on the tamei mace. So what's the halacha? Nosan yodo oraglo alare liyakers kete yavru amayim lechavis. In other words, so here, first we'll see how the din applies to Hilchas Paraduma, and then we'll see how it applies to Hilchas Mikvah. Because what you have to do is you have to take a barrel and you have to fill up mayin water. And once you have your mayin water, then you can take the etzeres, ezov shni tolas, and dip it and then spritz it on the tamei mace. But the Mishnah says you have to get the water directly into the barrel, and you can't have something that's makabel tuma to direct the water into the barrel, or else it'll be psul. So nosan yodo or raglo, in other words, if you were trying to direct the water into your barrel with your foot, your hand, your foot, or you some vegetables, psulim. Then it's possible because you did a havaya al yidei dover ha mekabel tuma. But ale konim v'ale egos. But if you use the leaves, so the leaves are not the food; they're not mekabel tuma. They're just the leaves. Ksherim zaklal dover shu mekabel tuma posel dover she'enu mekabel tuma kosher. That if you directed the water into the barrel with something that's makabel tumah, that is pasul, and if it's not makabel tumah, it's kosher. And this halacha is brought down in the Gemara in Zvachim on page 6 in Chaf Hamid Beis. Tanan Hasam. So the Gemara quotes that Mishnah in Parah. Nosan yado oraglo olayi yirakos kadesh yavumay mechavis psulim. Alei kanim, alei egoz in ksheirim. Zeh klal. Dovish in mekabel tuma psulim, dovish in mekabel tuma ksheirim. Menani mili, dom Rav Yochanan, mishum Rav Yosef, bar Abba, amar kra, ach mayin, ubor mikve mayin yator, havayoson al yidei tahara tehe. In other words, the havaya, in other words, when water's coming into the mikveh, it has to come through something that's not mekabel tuma. Just like by the mechatas, has to come into the barrel, Nashalol de Kabbal Tumah. So when the mikvah water comes in, has to come into something that's not Mikvah Tumah. Oh.
This is connected with Shukam or not?
This is just when you create a mikvah.
Is this halacha connected with my
No. In other words, even if it's not a kli.
Yeah, but
that's
a
zero
of shuv. Could you say?
Well, here Pashas is saying it's a dindaraisis.
Right, so that's shuv might be a zero of this.
Oh, so that we have to learn about shuvim to see. Okay, so now the kasha the Rishonim are asking is from a Mishnah on page 8, Perek Vav Mishnah Ches. Metaren it's a mikveh oyo minatachton. So this is a very complex Mishnah. There's a lot to talk about, but we'll see the simple pshat of the Rash. You have two mikvos, say on a hill, an upper mikveh and a lower mikveh. And one of them has mayim shuvim in it. That's how the Rash learns. One of them. Shnei Mikvos looking in the Rash on Mishnah Ches in the Rash. Elyon Menatachim gon Shnei Mikvos b'Shipur Shel Har Elyon Ein Bo Memsa. So one pshat is that one doesn't have Memsa, one does have Memsa. But then he gives you another pshat. Um, that it's talking about shuvim. What line is that?
Just above Dior Masto, Male Makase.
The Male Makase.
First one
of Lafarish. Yeah, the Nir Lafarish, the Lo Ivy Hakol Makase, Ella Bisholim, and Show Shol. That's the other way of life. Okay, but either one mikveh is 40 saw and one doesn't have 40 saw, you're connecting the two mikvehs, or one of them is Shuvim. So what do? How do you connect them? Maybe silon shall cheres or shall aver. So you take a pipe, either made out of pottery or lead, and then you fill it up with water, and then you have the pipe connect the two mikvahs. So the water is going from one mikvah to the other, and you do a hashaka. So the question the Rishonim ask is, isn't this a problem of Havayel Yedei Dovish or Mekabel Tumma, because this pipe is Mekabel Tumma? Ferris, Aver, metal, it's Mekabel Tumma. So how does the pipe work?
I know we're learning from Mikvah.
But the halacha is still applicable. We learned it. That's the halacha. Havayah al yidei tuma applies to mikvah. So the
question that pipe doesn't come from, because that is key from the origin. It's not precharis. Why did he tell you to make that a charis? Now what would it
be? Well, Aver also.
Aver is what? What type? Is that a metal?
Yeah.
Is that a metal? So why is Mishnah Bible telling you the need?
It's coming down to make it from this material, like opposed to creating to create.
I mean,
it
happens to be
showing that whole that even if it has. So let me, so it's metal. So metal is
Makabel
Tumma. Right, in other words, so the question is, isn't this Mishnah a violation of the principle of you making a mikveh through a Dover HaMekabel Tumma? So there are two ways to answer this question. So since Michael Friedman is machaving to the Rashba on page 9, we'll say over the Rashba first, and then we'll say the Rush. So the Rashba says on page 9, here, look on the bottom line. So he quotes the din of Vipara, right? He says, "Ulfichach." The last line on the right, bottom line. "Ulfichim ayatzina shomatecha shemekabel tuma, favu bishelo beis kibel posel, because it's shomateches, but medva memurim sheenu mechuber lekarka, aval ayam mechuber lekarka, batel hu legabe karka veenu mekabel tuma." So you have to say that it's mechubel karka. That you do it, you make it mechubel karka. So that's how he answers the question.
Which raises the question, why
pipes? Oh, so that we have to learn more about Mayim Shuvim when we get there. But that's how he...
What about tap water?
Yeah, right. That's going to be up and coming packet of tap water. What's the story? I mean, we assume tap water is shuvim, so the question is that so pasha? The whole mikveh industry is based on the fact that tap water is shuvim. Where else you could do? I told you, this rabbi in San Francisco, Rabbi David Miller, from San Francisco, had a way that everyone could build a mikveh in their own home by turning on the faucet. But that wasn't the way we build mikvehs today. He was just dealing with people who were too embarrassed to ever go to a mikveh in their, you know, so, but they were, you know, they would do it in their own home. So he wanted to find an eitzah to get people to go to the mikveh by building a mikveh in your own privacy in your own home. So this was his way.
Like the Trigo Sadashin we saw yesterday about compromising on the side.
Yeah, I mean, well, in terms of being so mechan, Ashita. Okay, so that's the Rash. So the Rosh asked the same question on page 7. Of how does the Sidon work to be Machshir the Mikvah? Isn't it Havai Yal Yedom Rishon Mekabel Tumah? Page 7. Second arrow on page 7. V'od ani omer, imasil shomatechas mevi esamayim mimayin, o mimikva achen lemikvazeh, avo gav davon zeosan, o leituma kosher, kevi de mimikva mechubarim lemayin, o mimikva acher shehu kosher. So you know what the answer is? He says, the Silon is mekabel tuma, it brought the water there. But the original mikveh that was kosher wasn't while you did over at Mekabel Tumah, right? And since this new mikveh that you're being machshir through the Silon is mechuber to that mikveh through Hashaka, so Hashaka is mafkiya, the psul of Havai al yidei dover Mekabel Tumah. There's the psul. If you made a mikveh and it came, the water came in through something that's mekabel tumah, it's pasul, even if it wasn't a kli. But the Rosh says, but if it's hushak to another mikvah, it's machshir, that psul. So, Frek, the Aruga Saboisim on the Truma Sadeshin, what are you telling me that Hashaka only works for the psul of what? Of Telushim. But here it works for the psul of Havai al Dei Dover to Mekabel Tumah.
Well, you just said that is the reason for Shuluvim. When you started off, you explained that Shuluvim is based on Havai Yosei. Then you put it in the Kli, it's Havai Yosei Dei Dover Mekabel Tumah.
So we said that something is in a Kli is considered Tolish Menakaka.
It's also Havai Yosei Dei Dover.
No, because it doesn't, even if it's a... Well, even if it's a clean, it's not mekabel tumah.
I laid part of the water. I'm not
saying that's a raya that was based on
it. No, pashas is two separate dinim. Because even if it's kli, well, even kli avonim, right? Kli glonim.
I'm saying, wouldn't that still be a vayos and a big dover mekabel
tumah? Not if the kli is not mekabel tumah.
The person who's drawing water.
Say no one's drawing the water. You have a kli that rains into the kli. That's also shuv. So that's his next kasha. How could the Trumas Hadeshin say that it only works midin what? That only on the soul of Tolush. So his first kasha was from Shinimar, that it works for Shinimar. And his second kasha is that it works in this case. Now, of course, it's only if you hold like the Rush. I mean, the Beis Yosef is the one who... puts it together and says he was the one who discovered this Rashba, Beis Yosef, page 10 and page 11, that he thinks that the Beis Yosef says on page 10 that the fact that the Rashba said it's Dafka Asil and Mekabel Tumah will disagree with the Rosh. Let's say Hashaka won't help. Yeah, the second page 10 on the bottom, two lines, the bottom arrow. So he quotes the Rosh. He says, "Avagav shu mekabel tumah shaper havi hashaka hava pisha mayim shachem lava." But the divrei Rashba, there is she'enu mechalik. The Rashba shita is that if something really was havaya, they dover mekabel tumah, hashaka is not going to help, and that's why the Beis Yosef claims that the Rashba gave the answer that he gave. That the seal and the mechubar al-kaka, so he wanted that there shouldn't be any mekabel tumah here. Because if it would be a mekabel tumah, Hashaka won't help. Hashaka won't help. So, but l'maisa, the Rosh disagrees. And the Rosh says the reason why it's good is because it's hushak to the mikvah. So that's another taina he has on the Truma Sadesh. Yes, in other words, the Trumas Hadeshin won't be a problem because he'll say, "I think the Rashba's right." In other words, he doesn't have the true. He doesn't have a Gemara against it. You only lose when there's a Gemara against you. You know, then you're out. Then you're out. Checkmate. Then you're out. If you have a Rishon, so I'm also a Rishon. You know, but if you have a Beferish Gemara that you don't have a way out, then you, so that's his. The only question is, if you want to understand that this is the way we're understanding the halacha, and you want to work in the world of Shulchan Aruch, so you'll see for a second that the Shulchan Aruch is going to bring down the rush over here. So take a look at page 19.
The other case matters also.
Right. So it's not, we don't have Gemaras against it. And the only Gemara we do have is that Gemara with Zochlin. That's a Gemara. You know? So the Trumas Nedeshin, you know, he might be in hot water, Lagabe, some of the other things, but you know, he's still on the map. Trumas Nedeshin is Gevaldik. You have to learn every Trumas Nedeshin. That's what my Shita. Every Trumas Nedeshin you have to know. Page 19. Top arrow. Su Yeshlo. Sarich. What? So I know our Trumas Hadeshin. Heichad Amayim Meolam Lo Hayu Shuvim B'Chli Ela Davyosim LeMikvah Haya Eldei Dover HaMekabel Tuma Don Shehim Sheikh Mei Mikvah Amayim Alei Silon HaMekabel Tuma The Bezebi Daraisa Mifsuli Rov Poskim. Right, it's a Psul Daraisa. Look in the Beis Yom Mem Sif Mem Ches Mem Tes Hachanami Neim Dolo Mahani Bula Shaka Yimcham Rechachal Mei Mikvah Amayim. So Lachora Hashaka shouldn't work for that because this is not a psul of Talish. The Lomashma came a much more of Koshin Shom Tzarki and Godel. And that's brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see where this that din is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Here, take a look on page 12. Memkas. Habol hachshir mayim lemikva. Tzarech shelo yehei bedover hamekabel tuma. Yod meg shaman. Shirotz alam shichem lemokam achel asas mikva. Right, if you're making a mikva and you're directing the water, you can't direct it with your hands or your feet, with your mekabel tuma. Lo yochas biyado daf yavrivin olam. Page 13. El yaniach adav bekarkav yosef yodo misham tem yavru alav hamayim. Chayin silon shal matechas also lamshich bo mayim lemikva shemakabel tuma vushe mayim nofum vahedya bedaver makabel tuma tochamiga. In other words, the psul is only if it goes directly into the mikva from the dover hamakabel tuma. Although nofum al svaso bechutz v'mshachem l'socho o shemachaber l'pi asilon she'evet tzinor kodon shal eitz o shal cheres. In other words, if it goes from the metal pipe to some wood thing, which it won't be mekabel tuma, then it's already okay because it don't go directly into the mikvah. But the masilon shel matechas mechubel lekarka, afilu mekalech lehedi l'toch mikvah kosher, sheino kamo shel botol agav karka. So that's the Rashba. If it's botol agav karka, so he agrees. But then he says, so. Because the Rashba is not saying a chiddush. The Rashba is just telling you if it's not mekabel tuma, it's not mekabel tuma. He's making a, you know, it's not. But then he says, but medva murmurim, this whole question, the mamshach make shom ba'alma. That's if you make shomim is coming to you from the sky into your mikvah. But if you're coming from one mikvah to another, of a mamshach mimayin, or mi mikvah, afilo de dora mekabel tuma, kosher. The chashvino is that mikvah shemamshich mayim l'socho ki ilu hu mechuber l'mayin or the mikvah shemamshich mayim misham v'yesh misheinu mechalek b'kach. That's the Rashba, right? That's his, at the Kuf Yud Ches, you should say the Rashba, right? I hope. Kuf Yud Ches in the Beragola, HaRashba, Pachuba. Right? And that's his shtickle Torah in the Rashba.
Is that
Is there a difference?
So 1 second. So the Arugas Habosim has another kasha. So again, the kashas are, he's not against the Gemara. I think the Truma Sedeshin is a Givaldika, but if you want to work it in to the world of Rav Yosef Karo, then you got to say something else. Then you have to say another chiluk.
I mean, there's a couple of years earlier, so Truma Sedeshin will go with the
Rav. Right, but that's not his Iker Shita. His Iker Shita, in other words, when the Mechaber says his Shita Stam, and then says Misha, Yesh Misha, that's not his main. His main Shita is that it works. Then he says there's one other Shita out there, but that's, you know, Yesh Misha. But when he says Yesh Misha, it means, you know, if you want to be Machmir, Yesh Misha.
Is there a difference between a Shaka and a Rav?
Yes. Were you here that day? Okay. One second.
Because Ashaka means lighter.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So now what do we do? So the Truma Sedeshin still goes with his Teretz, but there has to be another Teretz to the Kasha that takes into account these other halachas. What? No, but what about the Mechaber? No, the Mechaber is not going with the Truma Sedeshin. So how is he going to answer the kasha of how come when May Shum go on May Mayan, it's possible Bezochlin, it shouldn't be possible Bezochlin. Just like the psul of Shinoim Mara was taken care of by Hashaka, and the psul of Avaya al Deit Tuma, so the psul Zochlin should also.
The Shema Sedeshin, he actually says this. He says, "Mitzvah he didn't find him the psul the shuv from which the solution. He the one out of these three has been other."
That's what I said.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I
said. What did he say?
I'm saying,
can't that be what the Shema Sedeshin is learning?
That what? What was he saying?
He says that, I mean, it helps for a tefisa to see the Sneyodim. Any time
the psul. He learned that Shulchan is out tefisa.
Tefisa Sneyodim, and that's what he says. Any time the psul the Shulchan, whom he shum, the solution, and he will burn out of the tefisa Sneyodim. Meaning that's the same soul.
The same soul, even though.
And then he says, as opposed to Zohar. That's the Truma Sedeshin says.
So he's saying that.
How did you say it's not a Sira in your book?
Yeah. Oh, so 1 second.
I'm saying does the Mikvah Tara not? I'm saying, I think that the Truma Sedeshin says something else?
In other words, he's not dealing with the Selim. He's not dealing with the.
No, but that's so. Tfisa.
Yeah, but Tfisa's Be'er Adam is not
the
is not necessarily the same psul of Pavaya Dei Dover and Mechabal
Tum. Separate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means if something came to the mikvah via a Dover HaMekabal Tuma, even if it's not an Adam, nothing to do with an Adam, it's Mekabal Tuma, then that's a chisar that passes the mikvah.
So I'm saying, so what does Tfisa say there on add? You're saying it's Mekabal Simon, then, no? Have you said the Dover HaMekabal Tuma includes people, and addition includes.
Okay,
people.
So we have to see what together when of Tfisa, 1 second. So he says a couple more ideas. He quotes, there's a Bach. Quotes a Bach. The Bach is here on page 17. So, first he wants to say, right, that's Rabbi Alter's original question. Shuvim and notfim. So he says, Avogav the Shuvim Pasli Tfei Mi Notfim B'chad Tzad V'vish Komogim Notfim P'sul Midoraisa V'zochlin. Because so that's a simple answer he gives, that that's a P'sul Doraisa Zochlin, and Shuvim might be only a P'sul Darabon. We'll have a future shear on this, and therefore anything that's a, if it's a P'sul Doraisa, it won't work. It's only a Kula by Darabonis.
Why?
Why didn't we go to the Rav? Yeah, you go to the Rav, but I'm saying the question was we shouldn't follow Rav, we should follow.
Saying something on Zeria's Rav, we'll only put in Zeria when it's Rav. I mean, if you compare the Gedulei Trumos, then that's about Raisa. That's the Yisrael.
The Bach is saying that when it comes to the Hechsher by Shuvim is only because Shuvim is Drabban. On Shuvim.
On Shuvim. On Shuvim it's only working because it is Drabban.
Right.
No, so you're saying, but if it's a Psalm, right, then Hashabah doesn't work?
Right.
Isn't there a whole thing about how we should be seen?
So you have to learn more. Page 19. Fabach Tirits. Tashokal Omahani El Shuvim Dulom Mifsali Midaraisa. Al psul zochlem dehu midaraisa lo mahani hashaka. Then there's another din. The one time it works midaraisa is when you mechaber mikvos. Tzarich lomer dehad mahani hashaka lo mikve pochas mi memsal shchaber mikve shleima shveros anod. That's clearly a din midaraisa. That's a din chibur mikvos. But the question whether it kasha shuvim, maybe that's only since shuvim is drabanan anyway, they would make it. But on zochlin, they wouldn't. Okay, that's the Bach. And two more things before we go. Then there's a Taz, and then there's a Chazanish, and then we could go. So the Taz is here on page. On page 14. And then Rabbi Telki will tell us which is the best answer. The Taz says that Rabbi Alter's question is so good that he's right. But about the Gemara says he's wrong. Right. The Gemara says it's no good. So you know what the Taz is going to say? That's what we saw yesterday in the Knesset Zagdola. That in a Chanami, even if you have Rov Meg Geshamim, right, and you have a Mir of a Mayan, it's possible, maybe only Mid Rabbanan. Because it's a Gzeira by a Nahar that if you're going to come to use on something like this, a Nahar that's flowing by a Mayan, but it's really a Mayan, so it's really good, like you said. Your question is so good that it's true. Your question is the answer. It's good. Ah, the Gemara says no good. Only be the Rabbanan. So why only be the Rabbanan? What was the issue of the Rabbanan? Because if you get a matir of a Nahar that's flowing water, so then one day an Amaretz will come by and say, you know, you see that mountain over there that the rainwater is. Why is that any different? And he'll be matter that. And that doesn't have a mind to be makshirt. And he'll come to be matter that. And that's the Taz.
So why did they make that Xer even though it was a mirror?
So they made the.
They made it when it's a mirror.
Well,
they made it when it's a. I'm saying, so what? The issue is mixing up like that, what's the difference with roll on it for an hour?
Right, in other words, maybe they should have asked it even if they.
Literally.
Yeah. So he says, Here, look on the bottom of the Taz on page 14 on the bottom, the second arrow. He says, "V'achar Ian nearly retards the hachab sulat b'time of the chashina shafshar shlogim gshami yardu mimokum gavoa she'etzel svas hanar was there in chibur the time of katav as in chibur came in chashina shem titbo but also mokum midron shem in chibur lezochum v'nimsa shetovels b'mokum psul b'zochum v'yitm." So there was, right, in other words, you're going to come to mamish mitovel on a katafris or a real zochlin. So they made a gzeir. So why did they make a gzeir? Because it's rov mayan, I guess they. Because once it's rov make gshamim, so then it looks like gshamim. So then, one day you're going to do it when there's only Gishamim and there's no Mayan there. Because the Amoritz doesn't know about the Mayan underneath. He's not such a Lamdan.
I'm saying so, like, you said even when it's not Rov underneath.
No, but there, at least, if it's Rov Gishamim, so then it looks like Gishamim. Okay, so that's how far they went in the Gezer. But if it's Rov Mayan, then because they didn't make a thing. We're going to ask for all Mayanos because people are going to come to be Tovel, that far they didn't. Because Ataz HaYadur, Ach Mayim, they couldn't care. Ataz HaYadur, of David Cohen's Taz. They're not going to ask for all the Mayonis in the world, because how can we let people do Mayonis? They're going to, one day they'll just do in Shlogim. So that they didn't. But, yeah, so that's the, okay, that is the Taz. Okay, that's another mahalach in the whole. And one last thing. And so this is a fascinating topic here. You know, you see, in the end of the day, acharei kechlos hakol. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch's dinim are clear. Whether the Truma Sadeshim will accept them. Okay. And the last thing is what the Chazon Ish has to contribute, as is pointed out in the Shari Bekvos, is the Chazon Ish's word is on page 21. He quotes the Taz and he says, the Tzchila is a different type of soul. This is what Rabbi Tuchman was bothered by from day one when he was asking me, is Tzchila Dafka B'Tzchila or even. So the word is, Zechila is a din in being natural. So you can't have a halakha category in making something natural. It's make shaman. So you want to say, okay, through hashaka, it could be betar zochel. Zochel it is, because that's its derech, you know, like Tosa says, derech yusa bekach. That doesn't mean that it necessarily, if it won't be zochel, it'll be possible, but the ikar is that Tosa is a b'choros, not the Quran, this. That zochlin is mutter because that's its natural state. So the meila, there may be shaman that go on time. That's at its natural state. So hashaka. So if the psul, the thing that zochlin is kosher is because that's its tibius. So you can't. So the din hashaka doesn't apply. By shuvim, that could be a din that has nothing to do with tibius. But the din of tibius, that's the meila. That's how he. So maybe in Achanami, the other psulim, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says you can be machshe through hashaka. But if the chisaron is that it's not bativius, so mela, but the, so that, and I guess, but once you have rov, then we go al shem rov. But to do hashaka means that even if you don't have rov, we're going to say that it's okay. But the mice, it's not, it's tivius. So I think
to make your shaman in the sky or a zemen in the heart.
No, it's not a natural
spring.
It's only no. It falls, and then it's only if the place it falls on is a mountain. It's gonna. But basically, its tibius is to come from the sky and sit. But the flow is a river flows. It's something coming from the ground, and it's. from the pressure that you like that?
Yeah.
Pressure of the ground. It's really going, it's going up and it flows. So therefore, the concept of Hashaka doesn't work for Zohar. So basically, what we do with this pshat is we don't have to worry about Aruga supposed to do all these other kashas, because it's only by Zohar there. And then nothing other, everything else you could say. And that's, I think, the way Chazan here says in Sharing, and then Sharing Mikvos from the Chazanish. So that could be another. So Baruch Hashem, we have what to think about. You know, in the end of the day, the halachas are going to be the same, because it's just, I think Rav Lachman once said over, somebody asked him, you know, what's the nafkamina? So he says, nafkamina and havana. You know, so, I mean, no, there will be nafkaminas lagabe if the Trumas Hadeshin will accept. But the Trumas Hadeshin didn't write the Shulchan Aruch, so whether he accepts it or doesn't accept it, it's not going to necessarily change the halacha. But like Rav Lachman said, maybe from Rav Baruch Weir or whatever, he says, wherever he said it from, where he said it on his own, it's a nafkamina in Havana of why these dinim are true, which mahalach you want to know.
There's no nafkamina,
it's not
halacha, it's
philosophy. Right. Yeah.
For this whole stereo, I'll call it. Indeed.